News as it happens, weather as it happens, sports as it happens, in-depth interviews, your only 24-hour day, 7-day a week, local media, and we mean local news, weather, sports, and real money-saving certificates on the KDWA Shopping Show. Check us out at KDWA.com. Like us on Facebook so you don't miss a local news, sports, in-depth, or shopping show deal. Comment on local news, weather, or sports on the KDWA Facebook. Like us today on the KDWA Facebook, because you know we like you.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
You're in tune to KDWA, FM 97.7, AM 1460. Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate. Today we have in our studios the very lovely, the very talented, the very brilliant, Christy Lundby Hill. How are you today, Christy?
I'm doing great. How are you, Dan?
Good. You walk in here and everybody notices you.
It's nice. It feels like I'm going to Cheers and everybody knows me.
There you go. Hey, I never thought of that. We should call ourselves the Cheers radio station.
Yes, that's good. I like that. Feels like it when you walk in here. It feels like home.
How are sales in your office this week?
Well, it's busy.
Things are hopping. Do you have any listings that you want to feature?
Yes, we've got a really nice two-story at 1350 Hillside. So it's got four bedrooms up, big master suite. They added on an addition above the garage at one point, so that's the hole above there, master bath, walk-in closet. It's got a little deck off of it and everything. So nice master suite. They also added a sunroom onto this house, and they just had it all repainted and new carpeted. We did just get a contingent offer, so on the sale of someone else's house, but that house hasn't sold yet, so you can bump them. Okay. If you have no house to sell and you want to go in there. So I know that, you know, people say, oh, well, it's got an offer. Well, if it's an offer contingent on inspection, that's one thing, because it's harder, it's less likely people will back out from inspection. But if somebody has contingent upon sale of another house, in fact, the house I bought 3 years ago, we bumped somebody who had a contingent offer on it.
3 years ago, it seems like it was just a couple months.
Well, yeah, wow. I know, right? Almost three and a half now.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. So what a contingent offer on the sale of another house, it kind of holds the house for them, because some people think that, you know, they can't bump it, but if they don't have a house to sell, they can go in, write an offer, and if it's accepted, the first people are given notice, and they have 2 days to get their house sold with no contingencies, or they lose it. So there's talk to us about that. There's, you know, if you see contingent on sale of another home, it is still possible for you to get in there.
Okay. Christy, how can folks get a hold of you?
My cell is 651-216-4676, or you can email Christy Hill at edinarealty.com, and that's Christy, C-H-R-I-S-T-Y. You could also email Christy Lundby at edinarealty.com, but that's a little harder to spell. So either one comes to me, because I'm one and the same.
There you go. Multiple ways to get to you.
I know. People from my kids' school know me as Christy Hill. People who know me from my mom or from the past know me as Lundby. So I'm either one.
Or they can call 651-437-2121, and that's the Edina Realty of Hastings office, and just ask for Christy or anybody on the Lundby Hill team.
Yep. Absolutely.
Good. Our yes. topic of the week, you know, we spent a lot of time talking about it before we were
That's
on the air. Organizing and staging. And, you know, you brought up a really, really good idea. Mm-hmm. One of the toughest things to do is to get something organized.
Yes.
You know, you look at it, you know you have to do it, but it seems to be a big job all of a sudden.
It's overwhelming.
And you just keep putting it off and putting it off and putting it off until, tell us what your...
My suggestion.
Yes, that I thought was excellent.
Well, I'll tell you.
And then we'll go through how they do that.
Yeah. I mean, okay, so I moved about almost 2 years ago.
Has it been? It seems like
I know,
yesterday.
In October, it's 2 years. I know. And I had, you know, a storage room in the basement and stuff that I just had never gone through, and it just gets overwhelming.
And how many years, in all fairness, how many years were you at that house?
I was at that house 18 years.
So that's a long time.
So
I
had
a lot of
stuff down there. And then it's like you meant to go through it before you had kids, and then you had kids, and then you don't have time.
Yep. And then it gets bigger and bigger, and,
yes.
and it's like, you know, the block of time we're going to have to put aside. I'll do it later, later,
I
never
really
comes.
Think this is what holds people back from moving.
Yeah.
Is because they just don't make the time. They're like, I've got too much to do.
Yeah.
I think this is really, and I for sure myself was like, I'm never going to get to move because I just don't have time to go through this stuff. And when you think, okay, today I'll do it, you just, when you're doing it yourself, you don't get the motivation, right?
Yeah.
So I had a friend back, you know, maybe 3-4 years ago, you know, that had a part-time job, and I thought, you know, she was always asking if you need help on something, you know. And so I hired her to come in and help me go through my stuff in the basement. And so I'd take off like Wednesday mornings from like 8 to noon or 8 to 11, whatever I could do. And she'd come over after the kids were in school, so they were out of my hair, so I could get this done. Because in the summer when they're home, it's like you don't get anything done if they're there. And we'd go through it, and she'd make me, you know, all right, do you want Goodwill? Keep, throw, you know. So,
okay, so she'd actually, how that works then is she'd say,
she'd
here's something,
and then I'd grab something, and we'd put it in the piles, and she'd go, what do you want this? And I'd be like, Goodwill. Throw that. You know, and so over, you know, I probably had her over twice a month for, you know, probably nixing the summer, most of the school year for like a year or two off and on, you know, and really went through closets, went through the storage thing. And I got rid of a lot of stuff. So when I actually was to the point where we were going to sell and move, we were ready. Didn't have to deal with that.
Wow.
So it was like, wow, and I feel more organized, and it just feels good to be organized, you know. I'm not always organized, but it feels good to be a lot more organized, at least.
Well, we live life.
Yes.
And that's what we want to do instead of, you know. I used to have a brother-in-law that had a theory on this, and I think I may have said this to you. He said, when you're moving, what you do is you take two big trucks, and you fill one with the stuff that you don't want, and you fill the other with the stuff you want, and when you're done, you drive them both to the junkyard.
Very true.
That was kind of a different way. But why do you think it's because we have somebody there pushing us or help, you know?
Well, when you're paying someone, too.
Yeah.
You know, you're kind of like, okay, I'm paying them 20 or 25 bucks an hour or whatever you pay them, and they don't have an attachment to these items, so they're going to help
That's
you
it.
To just make a decision. Because you are, and so anyhow, so she actually, we had some sellers use her too.
Okay.
Back several years ago. Well, then she got a full-time job now, so she didn't have really time for that anymore. And recently, I came across somebody who does this.
Okay.
And so, anyhow, I thought, you know, I want to check her out and see how she does, because maybe I can recommend her to some people or something. And so I actually had her come over, and because we do some staging in houses, and I have a whole garage filled with, not furniture, I don't keep furniture, but like pictures and towels and rugs and decorations. Okay. And so I spent 2 out of the 3 hours she was with me, pulled all the stuff down. We went through it. I got rid of all the stuff of colors that we don't use that I had from 10 years ago from staging and kept all the new ones and got it all organized in 3 hours.
Wow.
Three hours.
Isn't that something?
Cost me $75.
Wow.
I was like, are you kidding me? Why didn't I have her over before? I'm going to have her come over next week and help me with my office, you know?
Uh-huh.
I'm like, totally worth it. I mean, so we're recommending this, you know, this kind of service to people. In fact, we paid for 4 hours for one seller to kind of try her out and see, and she did a great job. Hmm. And she'll do cleaning, I think, you know, or organizing. So, you know, hey, give us a call if you want us to recommend somebody like that, or if mm-hmm. you know a friend or somebody, do it, because it just feels good to get organized. And then once you've gone through your clutter, you just are like, wow, I use this more room more, I enjoy my house more, you know. Or hey, I want to sell even in the next year, start doing those things and finding a couple hours you can have somebody come help you that's non, you know, that's not gonna,
they're not attached,
to stuff.
What do they say when you say, well, I really don't know if I want to save that or not, I kind of do and I kind of don't?
Well, there was a few things, like when I went through the staging stuff with her, and I had a couple vases that were kind of a burgundy color that I don't use a lot in staging anymore, and I was kind of like, but that's a really nice one. And she was like, what do you think? And I'm like, get rid of that one, but that one, let's just put in my, you know, and put that away and keep it just in case I have a house it would work good on. Mm-hmm. You know, so I just kind of went through this stuff, and I'm getting more staging stuff that's like in the whites and gray colors now, you know, for houses, you know. And we do staging in houses that, like we were talking about before, there was a townhome we listed where it was empty, and they just don't look good for pictures. I mean, we mm-hmm. have a professional photographer come in on all of our listings, but when we're taking pictures of the room and it's empty, it just doesn't show the same as if there's something in there.
Yeah.
So, like, we have blow-up mattresses on crates.
And I was kidding, and you do, and they look really good.
I showed you the pictures, yes. And it looks like wow. There's a bed in the room with some nice bedding and a bunch uh-huh. of fluffy pillows and, a throw on it to make it look pretty, just so that when you take a picture of the room, people can visualize more. And kids' room, we got a couple pictures, mm-hmm. and you just do a teeny bit of staging, and it makes a huge difference. Our one sold where somebody else had one that was empty, and theirs hasn't, and has now reduced in price. So, you know, it makes a big difference. So,
well, yeah, I think it brings a certain warmth to the house.
Yes.
Instead of, this is a cold house. Yeah. And
well, and like that house, I don't have big furniture, but I said, can you find like a couple chairs or a little couch? And they brought mm-hmm. a piece of a sectional, and they brought in one coffee table, and they brought in a dining room table, and then I put rugs under it, and then a tree in the corner, and pictures up, and decorations, and it looks like it's almost lived in, you know?
Yeah, yep. So, well, it brings a certain warmth to it instead of, you know, sterile, static, and that's how everybody's house looks when it's empty.
Yeah.
But if you can create that image is everything.
Yeah.
And in your business, it's really important.
It really is. And I've been through staging classes over the years so many times. Okay. And so, like, we were in a house that will be an estate coming up, and we walked through it and said what pieces of furniture to leave and which mm-hmm. ones to take out. Mm-hmm. And just going through and say, you know what, we want a few things in here, but not too much. So can you leave this and this and this, but take the rest out? You know, so it's just good to have us come out if you're thinking, what do I do to get this to look the best and get the top dollar?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, Christy, how can folks get a hold of you?
Email is christyhill@edinarealty.com, and that's Christy Hill, H-I-L-L. Or you could email christylundby@edinarealty.com. I go either way, but that's a little harder to spell. Or you can call me at 651-216-4676.
Okay. Christy, it's been fantastic. I mean, wow. I learned a lot.
Good.
So thank you very much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA FM 97.7 AM 1460. Our realtor today, Christy Lundby Hill from the Lundby Hill team. Again, folks, if you have any questions, want to give them a call, you can call them at 651-216-4676 or 437-2121 and ask for anybody from the Lundby Hill team.
I light the fire. You place the flowers in the vase that you bought today. Staring at the fire for hours and hours while I listen to you play your love songs all night long. All flowers in the vase that you bought today.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
News as it happens, weather as it happens, sports as it happens, in-depth interviews, your only 24-hour day, 7-day a week, local media, and we mean local news, weather, sports, and real money-saving certificates on the KDWA Shopping Show. Check us out at KDWA.com. Like us on Facebook so you don't miss a local news, sports, in-depth, or shopping show deal. Comment on local news, weather, or sports on the KDWA Facebook. Like us today on the KDWA Facebook, because you know we like you.